Good morning, everybody. I can't hear myself, so I'm not sure if that's just...
Crouching.
There we go. Ellie is crouching over me, but
hey, fellas.
This first mic because we haven't set up the board yet.
And I'm going to try to do it as we sit here.
Yeah.
As we sit.
This is Questionable Figures, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We are back. We took a little hiatus last week. We had some midterms.
We were very tired,
cherishing our sleep. So I felt bad afterwards. I was like, ah, oh, man, I have to wait an entire week for a show. But it's okay. I think it was for the best.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, as we've just discovered today, there is a freshman DJ before us. He sounded great. What was his name? Did we get his name?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to look at what his show is called.
But it was great.
Because he was really nice.
He was very friendly. He said he had 8:30s.
Elia's mic hasn't been on.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense, actually. Sorry. he said he had 8:30s.
8:30 classes. He's up for a 5 a.m. show? No.
6 a.m.
6 a.m. show. That's pretty early. Damn. So,
prime time for, getting to school and work, I guess. Well, actually,
I think that's us.
Yeah, we're prime time.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, for the early commuters, that's pretty significant.
Mm-hmm.
What's on the plan for today, Elia? Do you have stuff you want to play?
I have no thoughts of what I would like to play yet, so it's really going to come as we go.
It's going to be organic.
Yeah, I think Sophia has some songs, so I'll try to riff off of her, or I'll literally just look at what songs I've been listening to and being like, this doesn't match, but I'm going to play it now.
Yeah, I have a playlist. I'm ready to whip it out, but now I'm kind of, now that it's the morning, I made this last night, I've changed my mind a little bit, the vibe's a little different.
Everything's different today,
but I think I'm going to play a few different things. It's going to be a little international,
as Ooh.
Per usual. Okay, I'm going to start off with an Ernest Ranglin song, and we'll see what Elia has in store for us.
Awesome. Chat with you guys soon. Thank you.
That was Fade Away by Ernest Ringlin. I was shown him recently. He's a Jamaican guitarist, virtuoso. Really, really good. Obviously, there's a Caribbean influence in his music. It's very jazzy. I've heard him on tracks with some Cuban artists. So some Latin jazz mixed kind of like this dub Caribbean flow. And it's awesome. I wish he had a larger discography that I could pull from. But yeah, that album is particularly good. And then he has his famous album, Below the Bassline, which is also really good. And there are some really cool key choice bass lines on that album. Surprise, surprise. And me being somebody who's learning how to play bass, it's just a good little gold mine for that. Yes.
Lucky you.
Yes, 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 indeed.
Lucky you.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Mike Thank was you, off, Elia, so.
We have the, as my chorus. Lucky you. Lucky
I'm you. Going in behind there. I don't know if you guys know that song, the one that's like, I was following the pack all covered in their coats.
It's a Fleet Foxes song.
Yeah, yeah, that one. I figured you would know it. It's in my head, but I want to do the whole like chorus thing, you know?
Yeah. No, that is like a little production.
Maybe
I mean,
practice.
I've heard Salome and Milo and the other like a cappella people sing that.
Here's my fun fact. When we were at the orchard, me, Paige and Salome all sang that when we were walking through the apples.
That's cute. That's very really cute. Idyllic and lovely.
It was really idyllic and lovely.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's a sweet song. Maybe we can play that later.
I don't know if I want to hear it or just hear it in my head.
Hear it in your head.
Hear it out loud or hear it in my head. Okay.
All right, we'll get back to the music. Just want to do a touch base. Yeah.
We'll chat soon. We'll be right back.
passar daquela porta. Você vai ver como é que são as coisas, como é que estão as coisas. Sei que o mundo pesa muitos quilos. Não me leve a mal se eu lhe pedir para cortar os grilos, cortar os grilos, cortar os grilos, cortar os grilos. Aí então você vai se convencer que se o mundo pesa, não vai ser de reza que você vai viver. Descanse um pouco e amanheça aqui comigo. Sou seu amigo, você vai ver. Se você passar daquela porta, você vai ver como é que são as coisas, como é que estão as coisas. Sei que o mundo pesa muitos quilos. Não me leve a mão se eu lhe pedir para cortar os grilos, cortar os grilos, cortar os grilos, cortar os grilos. Aí então você vai se convencer que se o mundo pesa, vai ser de reza que você vai viver. Descanse um pouco e amanheça aqui comigo. Sou seu amigo, você vai ver. Sou seu amigo, você vai ver. Sou seu amigo, você vai ver.
Hey, it's us again. Touching down. We've played a lot of songs. I feel like usually we talked more.
It's just one of those mornings.
It's one of those mornings where we're kind of fading out. But what have we played so far? Let me look back at our little roster. Yeah, so we've played an Orchestra Baobab song, Kellen at the Lean, Erasmo Carlos, which Elia's sister pointed out sounded like a SpongeBob song.
Yes, she did. She said, funny. No offense, but is this from SpongeBob? Or wait, no, that's but something like that. So no, funny. It is not from SpongeBob.
I was never allowed to watch SpongeBob, so I actually
can't. No way.
I can't answer that question.
Wow, wait, why were you not allowed to watch SpongeBob?
Because my parents didn't think it'd be an appropriate show for me to watch growing up. I'm okay with it, but I get, you know.
I won't lie to you, I didn't like SpongeBob, so I just purposefully didn't watch it. And then I remember when I was like 8 or something, I heard something about how SpongeBob was bad for children's brains because the episodes are like super short. And yeah. It like is bad for your attention span. And as an 8-year-old, I was like, I always knew there was something off.
Yeah, no. I definitely, if I was a parent, I don't think I'd be on the SpongeBob wave. Probably because, I don't know. Well, it's not.
I feel like I would. Like, I'd let my kids watch it. It's just like, I didn't like it.
Yeah. It's like there's some like pretty adult allegory that goes, like, you know, incorporated into the show. That's a little inappropriate
and a little much.
And for sure, like, I don't know. I think there are like more. There's obviously more educational shows that like you could be watching.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily like want my kid like hooked on SpongeBob specifically. But like,
but I mean, if they're gonna be hooked on something, I'd rather it be SpongeBob than drugs.
Oh, yeah.
No, sorry.
But, what do we have coming up? We played a Tame Impala song, Why Won't You Make Your Mind?
Probably another one will come soon.
In My Mind. We had a song called In My Mind, and then a song called Why Won't You Make Up Your Mind?
Oh my god, they're same thought in the name.
Great song. Exactly. Thank you, yeah.
I see that.
The exact connection I was making. But yeah, they are twins. So, Why Won't You Make Up Your Mind is obviously off Inner Speaker. The greatest Tame Impala album. And Elia mentioned that there's a song from, what's the album called?
The newest album. Oh, the new album. One, I can't remember.
New, air quotes. One More Hour. That's just like, you know, weaker. They don't have their band anymore. It's kind of just him. And I miss the guitars that's present in his early stuff.
Yeah.
Like the full band, you know?
Mm-hmm. I feel like this, the song we're going to play, if anyone's keeping up, it's all over TikTok, but, or I'm hoping to play. And I do like, there's like that, I don't know if it's the chorus, but I really like the background in that song. Like the...
I can't even think about it.
I actually don't even know. Here's the thing. Right now, I cannot think of the song in my head, but I know that whenever I listen to it, I get really happy because I'm like, oh my god, I love the background of this song. Nice.
Yeah. It still has that same euphoria, I feel like, that a lot of their music presents.
Definitely not the same.
It's a different sound.
No, it is. It is.
You know?
I agree. It's something new.
No. Something new. The past few years, though. But, yeah... We're going to play some Krongbin, a collaboration with a Touré, which is cool, and a Maggie Rogers song.
Oh, yes.
Which I've never heard before.
It's good. That one also.
Oh, we should also do a PSA. We'll probably do a PSA in a moment.
Yeah.
Because we're already about halfway over.
We have so many fun things going on.
Lots of fun things planned.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Here's Tongo Bara by Krongbin, and then That's Where I Am by Maggie Rogers.
Very.
I found a reason to wake up, coffee in my cup, start a new day. Wish we could do this forever and never remember the state. mistakes that we made. I told you I loved you when we were just friends. You kept me waiting and I hated you then. Gave it a few years, you settled your whole debts, but I never got over the secrets I kept. But it all works out in the end. Wherever you go, that's where I am. Boulders turn into sand.
Okay, just kidding. We played the Maggie Rogers song first, but that was a little surprise. We psyched everyone. We juked you out.
I'm sure everyone's quaking in their boots now.
Yeah.
That we lied, essentially.
What?
Okay, we are going to do our fun little announcement, public service, PSA. Questions are the answer. Medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives every year. The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help. When you communicate with your doctor, when you ask more questions, you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake. Doctors can't answer if you don't ask. Help reduce your risk. Questions are the answer. Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.aahrq.gov. This message was brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council. That's the ad I chose because I think everyone should be more informed about going to the doctors.
Thank you, Elia. I agree. It's really important. We have a community health woman over here.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah. I love me some public health.
Stay safe. Stay safe
out there. No, stay safe out there. You don't
know. It's Halloween.
Speaking
of which, what are you going as, Elia?
Okay, I got costumes for every night. So how about this? I'll tell you my costume for tonight and then on our next time.
What do you mean every night?
Every night as in tonight, Thursday night. Tomorrow, Friday night. Saturday night. And then I guess that's really all that I have costumes for.
Okay. And actually, Monday night's actually Halloween.
Yeah. Friday, I'm actually not sure if I really have a costume, but I think I can throw something together. Last year, me and Sophia were funny, and I don't remember what all my costumes were, but tonight, I will tell you, I'm going as the Ice Princess from Sharkboy and Lavagirl. I might have told you this already.
Yes.
But I finally got gloves from a friend yesterday, and they're like fingerless gloves, and they're like sheer and bedazzled.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I think they'll go really well with the costume.
Perfect.
Yeah, if everyone who's listening wants to know, I'm wearing a white dress and a little crown. And maybe I'll go to CVS today and get like white eyeliner.
Just Ice Princess things.
Yeah, Ice Princess things.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited for that one, and then we'll go into the other ones. But Sophia, are you dressing up tonight?
I'm not dressing up tonight. There's no way I'm doing. But isn't there a senior bar night tonight?
It is.
There's some event that I didn't get tickets to.
Yes.
But that's probably for the best. I was planning on going to see some music tonight. In which case, I will not be in costume.
Why not?
Because
doesn't sound like
days.
You have
it. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night. Thursday night.
You better go all out Friday and Saturday then.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. Okay. I have to do a little bit more brainstorming.
Up
to the last minute, which is me as usual, because I'm not very creative with the Halloween costumes, but it's okay.
We'll work on it together.
Yeah. All right. Up next, we actually have the Krongbin and which Ture is on this track? Vifaka Ture. I don't know how to pronounce that name. It's a French name.
I think you did pretty well.
He's on this track. And then we'll see where it takes us from here. I have an idea of where I might want to go. I don't know what Elia's thinking, but it'll be a surprise.
So Yay.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
Boop, boop. Thank you. hey, hey.
All right, we have about one more minute before we sign off. But we did play one more hour. It was a hit by Tame Impala, another Tame song, Mexican Dream by Piero Piccioni. That guy is all over TikTok, by the way, now as well. Which is funny. And he does a lot of like movie soundtracks and scores that are dreamy like that. And it reminds me because my grandmother's brother, when he came to the United States, was into radio. So he like went to some entertainment school in Los Angeles at some point. But he had a radio show and he had a music store. And my grandma was able to access like this archive. It was a recording of him opening up his shows.
Yeah.
So I listened to it and it sounded exactly like that. It was kind of like this dreamy, washed out sound, and he would narrate over it. It was crazy. It was like super, super cinematic. And this must have been in the 50s, mm-hmm. I want to say.
Maui.
So yeah, I heard that song and I was like, that's like my grandma's brother's show, which is no longer available to listen to online. Mm. But it's in the blood.
Yeah.
It's in the blood.
We were all there in spirit.
We were all there in spirit. You want to sign off, Elia?
No, yeah, I'll do it. This is Questionable Figures, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
All right. Thanks, everyone, so much for listening. We have a last song. I have a song. I don't know if you have a song, Elia, that you want to play. See what we can get in. Probably one more.
You got it.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. Alive.
Crockett soup, banana tea.